Kia ora, this is Rechartered, and I'm Finn Johansson. Rechartered is brought to you by New Zealand On Air Music. This week, I talked to Ruth Mundy. She writes, records, performs, and produces folk music under her own name, and has been writing, recording, performing, and producing here in Wellington after moving over here from London a couple of years ago. I talked to her about her tipping point into political songwriting, her touring, and even asked her to distill her worldview into just three words. First off, though, I asked Ruth about her sound.
Yeah, it's changing all the time, so it's kind of hard to say. I think there are some things that are constant, like the fact that it's me and a guitar, and I do fairly similar, like, picking patterns. But I think my lyrics are changing a lot, and I think that really affects how you hear the song. So it's gradually changing from being quite, like, depressing, introverted songs about how shit life is to kind of a bit more, like, outward-looking, protest, depressing songs about how shit life is. I mean, it's still folk, but it's turning into something hopefully a bit more like the protest end of folk.
I asked Ruth whether the songs that comprised her EP came about in the same way.
My process for writing songs changes, like, is different with every song. Some songs, literally, they take years. I'll have some lyrics in my head, and I'll keep trying them on different kind of melodies that come up on the guitar, and they never quite fit, and then eventually one day it like fits and it clicks. I'm like, ah, oh, great, finally I can get this one out of my head. Maybe it will come out all in one go, or maybe it'll take a few more months and I'll slot the rest of the lyrics in somehow. And then other songs are literally just less than an hour. It will just occur to me and I'll think, great, that one's ready, and just like kind of get that one out of my head straight away, and I'll sit down and find the right melody and the words fit in. Those ones, because they're quicker, I don't have as much time to kind of learn them, learn the lyrics, learn how they fit, so I tend to write them down. But slow burn ones, I just learn them as I go along, like they become so familiar. And they still change and develop, even when I think they're finished. I play it a couple of times and maybe someone gives me feedback, or maybe I just feel the bits that are wrong. I still change songs long after I initially thought they were finished and done and ready to go. One of the songs on my EP, I finished it and thought, great, that's done, and recorded it, and it's out there, like it's on my EP and people listen to it. And I've subsequently changed the last couple of lines, which are really important for me. The last couple of lines of that song are summing things up and pointing to the future, like in a quite a depressing song. And the last couple of lines are about having some hope and where we go next. And they've completely changed from what's on the EP. So it's kind of weird for me whenever I play it, and I'm like, some people out there have the EP and maybe listen to it once in a while, and that's all they're ever gonna hear. And then people who hear it live get to hear this updated version that I much prefer, that I think is more hopeful.
Ruth's relationship to her songs and her worldview is an ever-changing thing, and I asked if there was ever a moment that tipped her into treating songwriting as a form of political expression.
I wrote one about my niece. I started it before she was born, after I'd just seen like a ultrasound scan of her. I finished it after she was born. It's about her and what I hope for her. And as I was writing it, I realised, yeah, the personal is political, and I can't have hopes and dreams for her that aren't completely and 100% tied up with what I want the world to be like for her. So the last verse of that song is about how I hope she grows up a feminist, a Marxist, an atheist. Obviously that it's up to her, but that those are my hopes. And that was the first song which I was like, actually, yeah, to be explicitly political in a song is probably a good thing. And started to feel like the things which I did in my day job working for Save the Children, I wanted that to come through in my music as well, and that I didn't want my music to just be an outlet for me. It functions as that too, but it started to be like, if I want my whole life to be like this coherent thing where I put all of my energies towards something, towards not making the world worse perhaps, or more optimistically even making it better, I felt like it was really important that my music contributed to that. And I feel like art is always going to be a reflection of the society that produces it, but also should hopefully challenge it and raise questions. And I would like to do that. I would like to raise questions at least. I feel like I'm just learning all the time. I'm sure some things that I think right now, I'll think the opposite in the future or whatever. And I know there's a million things I just don't even know yet, but I feel like I'm developing a general philosophy, like, of how I want to live. My EP is called Don't Be a Monster. Part of that is be gentle, be good, like be kind, just don't fuck other people over basically. And I feel like part of that is a responsibility to find things out and not to live with your head in the sand about a lot of the stuff that's going on, which is hard because I feel like for me anyway in my life it is possible I'm privileged that if I want to just go through life doing things that make me happy, I kind of can. That's just the position I've been born into. But I kind of feel like that's not good enough. And actually, because of thinking that, realizing that, whatever, I can't drift through life and be happy and not knowing anymore, because fuck it, I found out, so now I have to act on it. And I think music is a good balance of like looking after myself and doing the things which make me happy, but still within that, responding to the things which I think are really, really wrong.
I asked Ruth who, out of literally anyone, she'd most like to record an album with. It was one of those kind of silly rapid-fire questions, but the answer fit perfectly into the narrative of Ruth solidifying the reasons behind why she wanted to write songs. The answer was the Cranberries.
For me, they were the first band that ever made me realise that music's political. Even music that doesn't feel like it's political is, like, you're either changing things or you're contributing to the status quo. And the Cranberries, for me, were really, like, a game changer. Like, I suddenly felt inspired and motivated, and I started writing my own music after listening to the Cranberries. I just think they're fucking awesome.
I was in a cheesy question mood, obviously, and I asked Ruth if she could come up with a 3-line manifesto which explained the way she thought about the world. To her credit, she came to the party, and she distilled it into curiosity, empathy, and action.
I do feel like we have an obligation to find things out and to talk to the people who can make us aware of those things and to read the things that will make us aware of those things. And then I think empathy, like, don't just know it, feel it. I think if you actually take the time to put yourself in someone else's shoes and acknowledge that you could have just as easily been born that person rather than yourself, I think as soon as you do that, it becomes a lot harder just to drift by and not acknowledge the things which you take for granted or the things you feel entitled to. And then once you're aware of it, and you feel it, then act. We can all contribute one way or another. I feel like we should.
Ruth is relatively new to Wellington, but she's already finding it a great place to make music her job. I asked her about how life in London differed from here.
I worked full-time doing quite an intense job. I worked with teenagers who'd been kicked out of school or refugees or people who'd been involved with the criminal justice system. And yeah, it took up a lot of not just my time but my headspace. And I did music as a hobby. I gigged a little bit and I did some open mics. But I didn't think making a living from music was realistic at all for me. Like, I had so much self-doubt about it and didn't give it enough time to ever work through that. Whereas coming to New Zealand and just finding it like a much friendlier place, busking felt like people were much nicer and the police don't just come and move you on all the time. People would come and chat and say, oh, there's an open mic here, there's an open mic here. So that was really nice. And then once I started doing open mics, people there will be like, oh, can you do a gig here? Or I know someone who runs the music at this bar. And it felt like people really helped me on my way. It feels a lot easier and a lot nicer out here to do music. And I feel like because I've given it so much more time that I've got a lot better and am getting better. And also think a bit more highly of my own music and feel a bit more proud of it.
Ruth's debut EP, Don't Be a Monster, is a completely self-produced affair. It reminds you just how powerful an acoustic guitar and a voice can be. Here's how it all came together.
I recorded the whole EP at home on my own. Yeah, sat in the living room, learned how to use my recording stuff. Because I was going on tour, on this little tour on the South Island, and I really, really wanted to have my EP ready before that. So I had, I think, just under a month to like learn how to use the stuff and record it all, which felt kind of like a lot of pressure, but I think I actually work best under that kind of pressure because otherwise I just don't do it. Once I actually started recording, I would tend to do a bunch of recording in the morning, go for a walk and have lunch, come home and sit down and edit it until it got dark, and then eat some food and go to bed and then repeat. It was a slightly lonely process, but also really satisfying. It felt pretty good to actually, for the first time, get some songs out recorded that I liked and felt happy with the sound.
One of Ruth's fondest musical experiences was with Dunedinite Abby Wolfe. They teamed up last year for a Southern Excursion tour in Queenstown, Dunedin, Haast and Wanaka, the latter at which a degenerate lout threw a pool cue at her on stage. The rest of the tour was way more awesome though.
I've never done anything like that before. It was just, I don't know, we laughed a lot driving around and met some really lovely people and were really pleasantly surprised by, you know, the people who would turn out to our gigs. The one in Haast was amazing. Like, the atmosphere was just lovely and people were so kind and just really friendly and seemed quite into the music, which was really lovely. So yeah, no, it was fun and a good learning experience for me, and I would do it again just like that. If someone was going to set it up, I would be there. It was great.
Ruth talked about the ideal future for her and her music.
What I'm already doing feels like I just feel so lucky. I get to just play music and that's my life. And yeah, having the time to do that and the chance to do that is so much fun. And it's funny because people sometimes, I think when they're trying to be helpful or just being lovely and giving me a compliment, like, oh, you could really make it, you could be famous or something, which is obviously really flattering to hear. But I kind of want to explain, I don't want to. I'm trying to tell stories, and I'd rather tell a story to a room with 20 people in who are listening than to heaps of people. You know, just I can't even really picture how that would work. And it's just what I enjoy. Like, I really like feeling like I've made a connection with the audience. And yeah, as long as I can just make enough money to actually do that for a living, then I already am successful in my own eyes. Like, what would I do with more money than I can spend on rent and bills, really? You know, drink more coffee. I'm really quite happy with things. And obviously I'd like to reach more people, and I like it when songs on Facebook or YouTube go well and new people like my Facebook page. That's really cool and I like that. But for me anyway, it needs to just be that I'm happy and that I feel good about what I'm doing.
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to me talking to Ruth Mundy. You can buy Don't Be a Monster direct from www.ruthmundy.co.uk, and I'll leave you with Love and the Time of Coral Reefs. Once again, I'm Finn Johansson, and thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, this has been Recharted.
That spoiled